Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
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 All right, so as you can hear, Demi started trying to learn Vengabus on her newly acquired Japanese flute. And she didn't know I was recording, and that's a great way to find out, isn't it, Demi?
Did you like it?
It's so good. The best thing about the flute is it requires no expertise to play, so you can just start as soon as you acquire it, which is, of course, at the start of a global pandemic.
Do you want to hear it again?
No!
Oh.
I don't think you'll be able to, because you've got one hand holding that microphone.
Let's see.
And okay, and she's got two of the notes down, but the third one is eluding her. Okay, and you simply must stop.
Okay.
I cut my balls while shaving my pubes.
Hey, that's a great end to a day where we woke up and found a lounge room full of maggots.
Yep, it's been wind to wind, wall to wall here, Demi.
Wind to wind, spin to spin. Don't make me dizzy, world. This, I want to get off, please. Come on, this ride is just way too wild for me. I can't take any more.
I'd need a break from this nonstop success. Yeah. I mean, we woke up. The first word you spoke to me was, hey, I don't know if you've noticed this, but the floor downstairs is covered in maggots.
Mm.
And then we had to solve that problem for quite some time.
Yes, several hours.
Several hours, because if there's one thing you know about maggots, is that they love just being in your house. They love coming up out of the carpet.
They love being there, and then when you take them away, they love to have brothers that are also there that come out and are like, hey, where's my boy?
It's kind of like how Psycho...
Where's Dustin? Did Dustin leave?
Oh, boy.
Was I bad? Dustin.
Hey, if you see Dustin around, can you tell him I didn't mean anything? And I just know that I come off sometimes as a bit cold because I have trouble changing the tone of my voice. But I actually really value him as a cousin and a friend.
Man, you know, sometimes it's hard, but, like, he's my cousin. I really love him, and I just want to make this right.
Shoop, and up he goes.
Up he goes. So we've into the vacuum.
Solved that. But goodness gracious, what a day.
Yeah.
And now to have bleeding testicles.
Yeah.
Well, bleeding sac, actually. Really what happens is I sprung a leak. I'll tell you what happened, Demi. I was feeling really confident entering the home stretch, which is what I call the exact middle of my balls.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I call the house's pussy.
Really? The house's pussy.
Mm.
And now what area of the house is that? Or is it a further figure of speech that I'm not quite understanding?
The home stretch. Because my genitals are so engorged
mm-hmm.
and large to begin with, that if I fucked our house...
So it's a pussy that belongs to the house.
It would be a home stretch.
And that's the house's pussy?
Yes.
So that's why you call...
I suppose it's more the action of me fucking the house, says pussy.
And now you've kind of pulled another old switcher on me by saying it's an action of you fucking the house's pussy.
Yes, that's what... I fuck the house's pussy.
Is it possible, Demi, that you are up S Creek without a P?
Oh.
When it comes to...
Saddle Creek without a pony.
Oh, no. Well, that's why I came up Saddle Creek.
What am I going to do with all these saddles then? I'm rowing?
Yeah.
I'm rowing? No pony.
You just gift to the Magi yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, I sold my saddle to buy you this pony. Oh, I sold that pony to buy you another saddle. Wait, how did you... Oh, I bought the pony from you. I was wearing a fun stash. Yeah, I was coming in hot, Demi. I pulled one troublesome pube apart from its friends. Mm. It was still long. And I moved the scissors in. I'd moved from razors to scissors. And what I did was I think while standing...
You moved from razor to scissors?
Yes, indeed.
Why didn't you go scissors to razor?
I did, but then I moved back when I was like, this requires precision work and I'm scared of operating the razor over the bumpy territory that is the sack itself.
Mm, okay.
So I was holding the scissors and I kind of almost lost my balance while standing completely still and snipped my ball bag.
Wow.
Good news.
Your perfectly regular, normal-looking ball bag.
My perfectly normal, regular-looking ball bag. I kind of nicked one of the many corners of this wonderfully normal-looking ball bag.
Yeah.
It obviously was like...
How's the nib? Is the nib still there?
Thankfully, I missed the nib by several feet.
Oh, great.
So the nib was kind of chilling out down at my toes, as it always is prone to.
Yeah.
I've got one of those ball bags that stretches for... it stretches out to anywhere between 3 and 4 meters, but at rest it dangles right down.
Yeah,
and you kind of schlooched it to one pant leg.
Yeah, that's true, but it's also like it's a really long ball bag, but the whole way down the leg it is a still attached.
Mm.
It is a still attached all the way down to the leg.
That's cool.
It is.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty snazzy.
Yeah, so would you like to inform the listeners as to what you're wearing?
No.
Okay, great. I think what the day has taught me is that you can wake up and accomplish your one goal for the day, which is make the home maggotless, and still feel weird about the day.
Yeah. We removed the current worst thing that was in the home. But it feels like the shadow of the bad thing, the maggot colony.
Yes.
Haunts us still.
Yeah, this definitely feels like... I don't want to be the person in Egypt who's like, well, locusts is as bad as it's going to get.
Yeah.
So, now let me love my firstborn son a little more. Boy, can't wait to get really attached to this kid in the intervening days after the locusts hit. Yeah, the locusts have hit. Now I've got more time to spend with my beloved son. Boy, oh boy, rubbing my hands together. Can't wait to go home.
Boy, oh boy, can't wait to continue having my lad.
Boy, oh boy. Well, sorry. In the middle of that, I started thinking about my boy, my son. God, I love my firstborn son.
And it scared me because my sentence, boy, oh boy, it was like a zero-sun sandwich between two other boys.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hey, what are you painting on your door? Yeah. So hopefully that's the end of the maggot saga. But honestly, who knows?
Yeah.
In these crazy times, Demi, bad things happen to good people.
Literally nobody knows whether there are still maggots under our carpet.
Yeah, that's been fucking me up.
Probably not even the maggots know that they're under there.
Well, they would just be like, oh, I'm in something.
Yeah.
The maggots don't understand that there even is an up. And then when they do come up, when they realize that this is that what they're in was down and they go up, they'll be like, well, this is all the up there is.
Yeah, but also they hate the up as soon as they find out about it. It's like they're like, It's like when you have chapped lips and you're like, oh God, I can't remember a time when I didn't have chapped lips.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
They break apart. It's annoying.
Really?
Because they're so dry.
And what I will say is, I don't know if it's a perfect analogy, but clearly you wanted to speak about chapped lips. So I'm just going to, I'm going to cede the floor to you.
The weird thing about chapped lips is that it could be, it is a word, it is a phrase for dry and cracked and painful lips. But it could also be a term for eating ass in a saloon.
Okay. So you're thinking that the chaps are applied to the lips.
I'm thinking that the lips are applied to the asshole where the chaps live near.
Gotcha.
And there might be some lip grazing near the chaps. So you get your lips get a little bit chapped. And there's also some lip grazing on those beautiful rims.
Hmm. I tell you what.
The rims and ridges of the anus.
The first thing I do when this self-isolation is lifted is finally get back to eating ass. Oh.
We just don't. We haven't been able to leave the house to get them.
And getting it Uber Eats is just feels weird.
Mm.
Having the guy drop the ass on the other side of the glass window and you're like, hello. Trying to give him that smile that's like, thank you.
Yeah. Well, sorry about this. It's not because of you. It's because I don't want to spread the virus. I don't think you have it. It's not like that.
Trying to give him a smile that says, I'm going to tip, even though you have no way of knowing that right now.
Yeah.
When you're driving away, you'll receive a notification.
Yeah. And the only way you can tell that is you like point you to yourself and then to the tip of your cock. Like,
Tip.
Mm.
Tip.
Yeah.
No, don't look at the ball bag. I insist. I insist you not look at the ball.
You'll be there for weeks.
Hey, my dick is up here. Girls. Girls, I know you love looking at that bag. But my dick is up here. Hey.
The balls are so private and sexual.
The balls? Yeah, I'm going to start wearing... I know we've only got one mask between us, but I am going to have to start wearing it on my balls because I don't want them getting out there.
Gosh, I was afraid you were going to say we were going to have to take turns alternating days watching it.
Somebody stop at me.
I got so terrified when you said that.
Well, it's a horror movie, The Mask.
Mm. We all wear masks.
Mm. And that's actually interesting. I thought of that. Because to me, we all wear shirts, dresses, skirts.
Dude.
Underwear.
Underwear especially?
If you don't wear underwear, that's just wrong.
If you're not wearing underwear, your overwear is just wear.
Mm.
And if you're wearing wear, you're a wolf. A woo.
Ooh. oof. Yuck. Oof.
Eh?
Ah. Some of the jokes.
Choo choo choo, yappa yappa ya, jiggy piggy poo.
Yeah. Let's fill people in as to our circumstances, Demi. We've got directly across from us a very large tattooed man and his one or two girlfriends across the street from us on the balcony.
God, Jesus Christ, you were looking straight forward and I was like, what bit are we doing? That's our large television. The fuck is happening?
I'm looking at myself in the black reflection. I've got a very positive body dysmorphia.
I'm just now finding out you thought we had roommates, but this place is fucking haunted.
Anyway, well, enough about us. What's that sinister little boy been doing? Sure, standing at the foot of our bed, but also whispering.
Yeah, I can see him though.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Who can't?
Yeah.
He makes such a show of it.
Does he tickle your feet with his large peacock feather and his empty eyes?
Hmm. I always thought it was just a regular peacock feather and that they're a large bird.
So am I going to have to fucking educate you on this colored bird? Because on the peacock's neck, what do you think that is? Blue smooth skin? No, it's a bunch of feathers. And they're not as big as the tail ones, okay?
Great, yeah. But if you say, okay, and let me educate you about this, and don't you dare interrupt me.
All right, okay, go okay. ahead. I didn't appreciate that, but go ahead.
Yeah, I am. And I am going to educate you here. Because if you say to me peacock feather, I am not picturing the little things that cover the most of the peacock. Mm. I am picturing... that piece de la resistance on the end of that peacock.
Mm.
Oh, I'm picturing that beautiful butt and then exploding outwards from it.
Yeah, right. Well, if you knew anything about Jarrity, who lives at the end of our bed, then you would know that he has one very large peacock feather, which he uses to tickle mine and perhaps your feet. And he also has a collection of smaller peacock feathers, which he keeps for whimsy.
Oh, I see. What a... What do ghosts get up to when they're not haunting? Do you reckon they're ever like, oh, I wish I'd lived a decent life?
No.
Fair enough.
Would you not want to be one? What do they do, though? Do they plot? I get, because like, if you're just plotting and then haunting.
I feel like you start off being able to move stuff. And then...
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, you go.
They probably just wait for you to, like, eat a sandwich so that the sandwich dies and then they can eat it.
Mm, that's nice. The ghost is standing there just after you get your Xbox 360, rubbing its hands together, being like, oh, boy, the red ring of death is right around the corner. And right after that, ooh, hopefully he'll break that Halo 2 CD in frustration.
God, I hope he snaps it right in half.
Ooh, because that'll mean I'll be able to piece those back together in my afterlife.
Yeah.
But then the Mad Cat's controller dies first, and he's like, no. Nah.
Leisure Suit Larry again.
Oh, guess I'll get ghost horny, which is where all the ectoplasm in my body goes to my genitals.
Someone falls out of heaven. They would be like a zombie ghost. They would be a ghost zombie. Because they come back. They come back. They've come back from... Is going to heaven dying as a ghost?
Yeah. I think if you go to heaven, you're done. Right? So there's first death.
Yeah.
Which is death. Mm. That's going from normal, a living, to ghost.
Yeah.
Then you're a ghost.
Mm.
Obviously.
Yes. And then if you die as a ghost...
You die in real life. And so you're kind of back at step one of being a ghost.
Mm.
All right, and that's a break right there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we're back. I got something for you, Demi.
Yeah.
This is a...
I got news for you. Gotta tell me what you studied. Get ready for Tom's deep dives.
Yeah. This is...
Hey now. Tom went on internet. Tom's deep dives. Tom deep in dive a deep dive.
This is a short one.
Are you pointing at your penis?
Oh, I see. And you've clowned on me for my famously short, wide penis.
Yeah, just call me Bobo.
My penis looks like someone's tried to wall off my balls.
It runs the entire length, yeah. But it's incredibly short.
Your penis looks like there should be some kind of stone griffin sitting atop it.
That's right. That's the case. Now, this comes from the Autofellatio subreddit. Also recently found a post on the Autofellatio subreddit. Hey, does anyone know what happened to the self-suck subreddit?
Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, there's...
They changed it?
The self-suck subreddit apparently got shut down because it was unmoderated. So someone who is the moderator there, if there's only one moderator and that person gets banned or deletes their account, then the subreddit itself gets locked and can't be used anymore.
Well, the self-suck forum seems like a perfect place to be self-moderated.
And if only the bigwigs over at reddit.com would understand that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they have to play by the rules like everyone else.
They're too busy sitting on those real large heads.
Yeah, that's what the bigwigs are doing. They're sitting on big heads. And boy, don't they feel useful on top of those things. I mean, we hear a lot of bad chat about these bigwigs. Okay, let me put this in terms I think we can all understand. Big heads need wigs too.
I always thought that those claps were coming in between the words, and I was like, I don't think this is making a point. Go off, sis.
Yeah, that's really bad.
It's bad, huh?
Yeah.
I thought, but I just was like, well, then why isn't the clap
underneath?
As at the same time.
Maybe in the middle of it.
Writtenly.
Yeah.
Or on top. Or underneath, because your hands are underneath your mouth usually when you clap.
Unless you're going absolutely crazy and want to do it.
Yeah.
Want to do it quick, concert style.
Quick YMCA. And the A, you get so horny for it by the time you get to the M.
Yep. The A famously made by clapping your hands together over your head.
Yes.
So this is from the Autofellatio.
Maybe if you were trying to kill a fly. That's close to your hair. Or your wig.
Maybe if you were trying to kill a mosquito that was about to bite someone far taller than you. Or a friend who's standing up while you're sitting down, Demi. I mean, the possibilities are endless here.
Yeah. Maybe if... No, go on.
All right. Well, I was just going to say, perhaps you're lying down on the ground and you're trying to kill an insect that's also on the ground.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah. Maybe it's... Yeah, maybe.
So this is from the Autofellatio subreddit. The self-suck subreddit, of course, lost its jurisdiction, which is such a shame, because it would have been really nice to keep the self-suck subreddit going for the normies and then the Autofellatio for the real pretentious people who can suck their own dicks. Anyway, this is a post...
I thought you were talking about sucking off a car.
I see.
Yeah.
All right, so this is from reddit.com/r/autofellatio. This was posted about 1 month ago. Here is the title. Finally licked it today. It disgusted. Body of the post. Anything I can do to make it taste better. Why disgusting? Are you not gay/bi?
Oh, no, it's not disgusting. It's disgusted. It did not like being licked. Took its little hand and went, pee you.
Hey, come on, dude. You got to sweeten up that tongue before licking me, a nasty old dick.
Why don't you pour pineapple juice on me so your tongue doesn't taste so shitty?
Hey, guys, terrible news. I found out that my dick hates the taste of my tongue. The reply that they have for that is, it was my first time and I hadn't taken a shower in a minute. So I'm going to say this. If I knew that I was going to suck my own dick for the first time, I don't know that I'm like lighting candles or putting rose petals on the bed, but I'm definitely taking a shower.
Maybe, yeah, I mean, he's probably just more, or she is probably just more flexible than they thought they were, you know?
So you're thinking maybe they thought this was a test run, and
yeah,
they actually accidentally fell into a full blown blow dick. That's what you're saying. That's exactly
what I'm saying.
Yep. That's what you said. Full-blown blow dick.
Wouldn't it suck you just didn't realize how flexible you were, and the very, very first time you try to suck your dick, you like accidentally go through the eye and lobotomize yourself?
It'd be even worse if you were just trying to bow to welcome a dignitary.
No.
Trying to apologize. You're only making it worse by speaking it with even a mouthful.
I'm sorry, miss. I'm mere mouth.
You're really good at it, too. So you're coming while you're doing it.
Oh, no.
And you're trying to spit it out, but it tastes too good.
And then you're like, oh man, I didn't put these calories into my fitness pal, and that's really blown my dinner out of whack.
Oh no, well, back to gum and tea for me. Mm. Mm. Another one from Autofellatio. How to make it feel like I'm receiving a blowjob. I can get pretty deep now, but it still feels like I'm giving a blowjob, and it's not very enjoyable. How do I make it more enjoyable and more like a blowjob?
Cut that mouth off.
You gotta cut that mouth off. You gotta just get those lips out of there. And put them directly on the penis.
Yeah. What do you need them on your face for?
Come on.
We've talked about this before. I don't care for them.
Also, there was a guy in here just asking for music recommendations to suck himself up to.
Oh, me so horny. So horny. I'm a gummy bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting tired of hearing myself slurping on my cock. Don't get me wrong, though, I still love it. And I decided I was going to find some music to listen to. Alas, I've come up empty-handed. So this guy's just typed music into Google. And they're like, no, nothing here's piquing my fancy.
What would you listen to if you were going to self-fellate?
Probably an audiobook just to really make sure I'm making the most of my time.
I think I'd listen to the song from the ending credits from True Grit.
I think I would probably listen to the song from the ending of Gran Torino.
I don't remember the song.
It's a bit... I think it... From memory, the lyrics are, "In my Gran Torino." It's sung by Clint Eastwood.
Famously listenable voice.
Obviously, some people you hear talk and you're just like, well, this guy is going to sound great when he sings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I had.
I wish I had four fucking ears so I could hear this guy double.
Yeah. God, I wish I could trade in one of these useless mouths.
Turn my asshole into an ear.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. What's his name?
Clint Eastwood, I believe.
Clint is a very funny name.
Yeah, write that thing in all caps. You're halfway to a swear. Woo. Hope you got the kerning right on that one, or you're going to be dealing with some obscenity laws. All right, should we do a listener segment, Demi?
Yeah, let's do it.
So this is a new initiative here on BigSoftTitty.png. If you send your segment idea and a theme song to BigSoftTittyPNG at... Wait, what the fuck is the email address?
It might just be BigSoftTitty.
No, we definitely didn't get that. That went, like, on the first day of Gmail being open. Some guy who just snaffled that up for himself at Google.
Or girl.
BigSoftTitty.png@gmail.com.
So it's just the exact name of the show.
It is. And congratulations to us.
Yes. So send them to there.
Mm-hmm.
So we want the name of a segment and then the theme that you've written for us.
Yes. So today, Demi, we are going to do, well, this is a real crossroads for me. Here we go. Here's this week's theme.
Dumb and Demi do non-racist impressions of black celebrities.
That's from Dylan Duganay, or Duganace. I don't know. Sorry. I should have clarified before we played it. This segment is Tom and Demi do non-racist impressions of black celebrities.
Okay.
Hey, Idris Elba here.
Yeah.
Hope everyone's well.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Morgan Freeman. Get me out of this jail.
I am Whoopi Goldberg.
I'm the woman from Precious, and I didn't actually get AIDS. I'm an actor.
Whoa. Hello there. It's me. Jay-Z, and I'm having a wonderful time. Yeah, and it's me, Beyonce. And I've got my daughter here, Blue Ivy. Hello, Blue Ivy here!
What's a go with all the Flint, Michigan water? Then.
My name is Kanye West, and I just can't stop walking around my pure white house. I love to be here when my wife has a large door. I have babies as well.
And it's me, Omar from The Wire. That's the end of Tom and Demi Do Non-Racist Impressions of Black Celebrities.
Tom and Demi do non-racist impressions of black celebrities.
Thanks, Dylan. And thank you for resending the track after you realized that you'd originally sent it with a click track.
Oh, embarrassing.
Humiliating. Really no reason for me to bring it up.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I did.
Why would you play the whole soundtrack to that movie with Henry Winkler in it?
Adam Sandler.
Yeah. And Henry Winkler's also in it. Whoa. You fucking idiot. Tom thought that I thought that Henry Winkler was the star of Click.
Genuinely what I thought was that you had internalized the idea that I thought you'd forgotten Adam Sandler existed.
Oh, so I'm imagining a movie about a famous remote.
Yeah. That's the dream, isn't it? Guy pitching that.
Hey, what do you look at in front of the TV every day? The remote. Don't you think it's time that it spent some time on the TV?
I do.
Yeah. That's about all I had to talk about. Oh, hey, can I ask you this? I actually want to... I was looking at Gumtree for kettlebells and weights.
Sure.
And I found some guides on how to make them with concrete.
Mm.
I think, am I okay to just make a big... fill a bucket with concrete at home?
What are you okay to, like, do I want you to, or, like...
Not so much do you want me to, as it do you... would you tolerate that?
Yeah, I'll help you. I'm not going to let you do it alone. You'll fuck it up.
I will fuck it up.
I'll help you.
I end up in the bucket.
Ah. How did it happen?
Oh, no. I accidentally made myself a cool pair of heavy shoes. Oh, a mobster's walking by.
That gives me an idea. What a cool new way to kill people rather than putting on several normal pairs of shoes until they become too heavy. Think of what this will save us on shoes.
All this time, we've only been able to kill clowns. The already heavy-shoed people that wrong us.
I mean, when they do wrong us, we're going overboard when we kill them. Because it's just all in play. We love these freaking guys. I mean, they crack me up. They're funny. They practice carpooling to an extreme that I find incredibly sumptuous.
It's just unfortunate that they're the only ones that we know how to moik, because they're the only ones that we take out our anchor on.
Mm-hmm.
If only I could think of something really cool to say as I throw this man right in the heavy shoes
Kanye West
into the river. What could I say? When I throw him in there, what about, hey, say hi to Mr. Shark later on?
This seems like as good a time as any to plug that we'd both love some voiceover work if it's going and we have our own setup at
home. I've got voiceover work, baby.
Yeah, I know. I would like
Can you believe it?
It's so good. Yeah, you're a quokka.
No, I'm not the quokka. I'm the voiceover. I told you this. They upgraded me from quokka to voice.
Oh.
I was going to be a screaming pregnant quokka and now I'm just voice.
Yeah, they were like, this person, it's not believable that this person has a child.
Yeah. I really think it isn't. I don't know what my voice sounds like.
Well, we watched a movie the other day with Aubrey Plaza as a working single mother.
Mm.
And seeing Aubrey Plaza as a mother was like, ah.
Yuck.
For me. That person
Why?
Is...
Yeah.
Like, she is perennially, like, 25 in my head. Even though I know she's aged. And also, people
totally.
That age do have children. But
she has such a flavor that it's like, first of all, she just... There's no way. There's absolutely no way. That she would, like her character that she always plays, which I don't think is what she's like in real life, but this character was like just basically grown up, whatever her name was.
Yeah.
From the different office.
Parks and Recreation.
Parks and Recreation.
The different office. Are we talking about the American office?
Do you mean Merrick and Rosso?
Yeah, thanks for helping me out.
I realized what you did. I thought that you were saying that the different office was like Merrick and Rosso when they were on TV.
Incredible. No, I was thinking that it might be fun to be someone in 2020 whose hill that they're going to die on is that the British office, it was first.
They both are fine.
Yeah.
And I don't care. They're both fine. I've ingested, you know, the best bits just from GIFs. So I'm like, it seemed like it was funny sometimes.
Yeah. Love that Steve Carell.
Yep. I hope he's cool.
He's hot now.
Oh, yuck. Really?
Yeah, man. Like, he's not Kumail Nanjiani bumpy hot, but he's just like a handsome man. He's a real silver fox.
Huh.
If you want this low down dirty dog's opinion.
Do you ever see Foxcatcher?
If you want the opinion of this little worm.
If I want the opinion of this little ground dweller, this mud person, this pregnant worm, a worm full of other worms, so low beneath me.
If you've got a few seconds to waste, this filthy little rat would love to offer you an opinion with his dirty little paws.
God, I'd love to hear a whore opinion from my little ground slut.
To answer your question, no, I haven't seen Foxcatcher.
It's the most boring movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
Whoa, and that's been Movie Review Corner with Tom and Demi. Also, the Aubrey Plaza movie we watched was Child's Play 2019.
Which is insane to me, first of all, that I hadn't seen it before. Second of all, that I hadn't heard literally anything about it.
Really flew under the radar.
And it's good reason.
It's really bad for about 30 to 40 minutes.
And then fun shit happens.
It kicks the fuck off. I reckon if it had just been that movie the whole way through, it'd be good. But it is not.
But it's like a layer. It's not like it changes to being good.
It's a layer. It kisses its brother.
It kisses its brother. And then later on is like, oh, whoops.
It's a layer. It's shooting out eggs.
It's a layer. It's got like Crispy Kremes on its head.
There we go.
It's a layer.
Yeah.
It's
we can move on.
Beloved and now dead. It had like it's a bad movie.
But an enjoyable one.
Yeah.
Movies, and I just want any movies listening to this to know this deep in their little hearts. In every frame of celluloid they have, I want them to know this. Movies don't have to be good to be enjoyable.
And don't worry about that celluloid, because BMIs are a myth. They don't mean anything, and just love who you are.
It doesn't matter how long you run for. What matters is that you run. And if you can just think that every day, maybe you'll be happy. And it won't matter how happy other people are with you.
And you know what? It's not about the journey. It's about the train. Now she's back in the atmosphere, drops of Jupiter in her hair.
It's nice to think that everyone else is doing a podcast about movies, and here we are doing a podcast for them. Let's give it up for movies, folks. Getting us through some real trying times right now.
I like movies.
Yeah.
I have to watch Blair Witch tonight. Will you watch it with me?
No.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll watch it alone.
Yes, I will do some work. I've got some standing in the corner, completely still, that I've been meaning to get to.
Don't see how that's related, but thanks for telling me your plans.
No worries. Maybe we should delete that. I don't want my personal plans being on the podcast. I'm sure it's fine.
I don't know. No, we'll see. I'll listen back, and if it sounds okay, I'll do it.
Cool. All right, we've started a Patreon. Thank you to everyone who's subscribed over at patreon.com/bigsofttitty. Sometimes I say it. I'm just like, what the fuck are we doing, man?
Go on the Patreon, and if you want to, there's some extras there, some bonuses and stuff. Really appreciate it because, you know what's going on, but also you guys are probably affected too. So if you can't give, please don't push yourself.
Yeah.
To like give to us also.
Yeah.
I know some of you little fucking nerds would do that.
Yeah.
I love you for it, but please don't. Just be okay.
We'll keep putting out that beautiful free content you know and love. And there'll also be some more there for anyone who wants to chuck some money our way. We're also going to keep the YouTube channel a rolling. Grand Theft Auto, Grand Theft Demi, Tom Walk Reyes episode 2 will be dropping very soon. Possibly it'll drop by the time you're hearing this.
Yeah. Don't break it, Tom.
I'll try not to. I'm afraid I'm actually going to break the internet.
Ooh, wah!
All right, and that's the episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.